The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
As a famous rapper, it's easy to believe the glitz, glam, and glory will last forever, but unfortunately for these artists, they learn the hard way that that is not the case.
He's working in a Life Connections program, which is an 18-month program that helps rehab people, get them closer to spirituality, to charity groups.
Man, it's hard to be a rapper. The spotlight's always on you. People watch your every move, the pressure, the expectations. It's definitely a lot. On the flip side, the rewards are astronomical. The fame, the money, the recognition, the lifestyle. It's a pretty sweet thing. But what happens after years of grinding to the top when one crucial mistake makes your whole fan base hate you? That's what we're looking at today. Rappers who sacrificed it all, made it to the top, and violently fell down from grace. Which rapper's flop album got them clowned by the whole world? Which rapper's comments got him exiled from the industry? And which rapper's controversial past resurfacing put him in the hot seat? And lastly, do any of these artists have a chance of recovering, or is their reputation and legacy permanently tarnished?
Come buy your shit.
Get away.
Cam Cole Hart.
Get away.
Fuck Cole Hart.
Get away, please.
Come on, Cam Cole Hart.
First on the list, drum roll please, we got DaBaby.
What the business is, man, it's DaBaby, 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 DaBaby.
Jonathan Lindell Kirk, aka DaBaby, is a rapper born in Cleveland and raised in Charlotte when he moved there at the age of 6. He started making music in 2014, releasing several mixtapes locally before exploding onto the scene with his 2019 hit song, Shook. DaBaby was a force to be reckoned with in the late 2010s. His short, catchy tracks, often without an intro, caught people's attention quickly and made his songs feel addictive. People were also fans of his go-getter, hustler attitude. He grinded hard, always showed out, and did whatever it took to get noticed, including pulling up to South by Southwest in a diaper to promote his baby image. DaBaby was really looking like an unstoppable force. But all of that came crashing down fast. A major example of this was in 2018 when he shot and killed a 19-year-old in a North Carolina Walmart. DaBaby was initially charged with murder, but the charges were dropped after the CCTV footage clearly showed it was self-defense. The fans let this one slide given the circumstances, but it was the first sign that violence follows DaBaby wherever he goes. And there's a ton of violent situations that he's been in, so I'm just gonna rapid fire list them off. In August of 2019, a Massachusetts promoter sued DaBaby after he didn't perform at a show, claiming his crew assaulted a local rapper who opened up for him, leading to the cancellation. He ended up paying the promoter $100,000 for this blunder. Later that year, DaBaby came out swinging again, no pun intended, when a hotel employee sued him for allegedly shoving and threatening him over a room dispute. The next year, on March 7th of 2020,
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA Home Loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I developed because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
During a Tampa, Florida concert, DaBaby was caught in 4K slapping the shit out of a female fan who put her phone too close to his face. She ended up suing him for assault and emotional damage in this case. And Jesus Christ, it just keeps going. In December of 2020, video surfaced of DaBaby attacking an LA homeowner who had rented his property for a music video shoot, punching him multiple times. The homeowner pressed charges, and in 2024, he pled guilty to a misdemeanor battery charge. And honestly, I don't even know if that's all of them, but just for time's sake, we're gonna leave it there. Now, for one reason or another, a lot of people overlooked his patterns of violence, but the next controversy he was in, they were not gonna let slide. On July 25th, 2021 at Rolling Loud Miami, DaBaby started spewing anti-LGBTQ statements on stage.
You didn't show up today with AIDS, any of them deadly transmitted diseases. It'll make you die 2-3 weeks, put a cell phone light in the air.
These statements got him dropped from Lollapalooza, the Governor's Ball, and many more festivals. He also was condemned by Elton John, Madonna, Demi Lovato, and one of his previous collaborators, Dua Lipa. It's estimated that this one action cost him $30 million in earnings between all the cancellations and burnt bridges it caused. And even as of recently, DaBaby just can't seem to stay out of the news. In September of 2025, DaBaby dropped a single called Save Me in a music video reenacting the highly publicized of a Ukrainian refugee Irina Zarutska on a Charlotte light rail train. People were not fans of this at all, and it further cemented the idea that DaBaby misses social cues and comes across as extremely insensitive. After all these controversies, fans just got sick of DaBaby shit, and the final nail in the coffin was that his music just wasn't hitting anymore. DaBaby had recycled the same flow and same song structure for years, his streaming numbers are way down, and there's no sign of a comeback anywhere in sight.
Everybody says, who does he think he is? I just told you who I thought I was, a god.
Now, if we're talking about fan revolts, y'all already know we're gonna have to talk about Ye. Kanye Amari West was born on June 8th, 1977 in Atlanta, but grew up in Chicago when his parents got divorced at the age of 3. He broke into the game as a producer, chefing up beats for artists like Jay-Z, Ludacris, Busta Rhymes, and many, many more. His true breakthrough came in 2004 with the College Dropout, and since then, Ye has gone on one of the most unprecedented runs in hip-hop history. College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation, hit album after hit album. His success was really one of one. Kanye amassed a massive diehard fan base throughout the years that saw him as someone that could do no wrong. But boy, were they sorely mistaken. Much like DaBaby, Kanye was no stranger to controversy in his early career. The difference was, Ye's early controversies actually made him more alluring and brought him more fans. Controversies like in 2005 during a Hurricane Katrina broadcast when he announced to the world,
George Bush doesn't care about black.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Black people.
Or other ones like the many times in the mid-2000s that he criticized the music industry. He called out labels, award shows, and other rappers on a regular basis for being stale and inauthentic. These definitely got Kanye some raised eyebrows, but honestly in a more positive way than negative. The turning point for Kanye started in 2016 when he, for a lack of better words, lost his damn mind during a concert. While on his St. Pablo tour, mid-show in Sacramento, Kanye publicly praised Trump, called out Jay-Z and Beyonce and Nike for not supporting him. He then walked off the stage saying,
"Get ready to have a field day, press. Get ready, because the show's over."
The rest of his tour was canceled after this, and Kanye ended up checking himself into a hospital for exhaustion. Now, Kanye's always been outspoken, but this was the first outburst that really had people questioning his sanity. And more questions arose in 2018 when Ye officially stepped into his MAGA era. On May 1st of 2018, during a TMZ interview, Kanye again sang Trump's praises and followed it up by saying the one sentence that would haunt him forever.
"You hear about slavery for 400 years? For 400 years? That sounds like a choice."
He tried justifying it a few different ways, but people just weren't trying to hear that shit. After a decade plus of antics, this is where people started to draw the line. Fans started turning their backs against Kanye one by one. And this was amplified by Kanye constantly sporting MAGA hats, wearing White Lives Matter gear, and overall displaying a huge sense of tone deafness. And this tone deafness went far beyond social and political issues. It spread into religion and Christianity with this Sunday Service Project, which many people accused of being self-serving and egotistical. And it also spread into Judaism with a barrage of anti-Semitic tweets, including remarks like, quote, "going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people." And if that didn't get the point across, he followed it up with appearances on Alex Jones' platform InfoWars, where he praised Hitler and denied the Holocaust, resulting in an almost complete industry shunning. Gap pulled his shoes from their stores, Balenciaga removed him from all their campaigns, and Adidas dropped him from his extremely lucrative Yeezy deal. But on the flip side, there's been rumors that Ye wanted out of his Adidas deal, so people think that he may have said those crazy things in order to force Adidas to drop him. I guess there's some genius behind the madness, after all. But very much like DaBaby, fans will ignore a ton of wild behavior if the music is fire, and Kanye had hits for a long, long, long time. But he just started putting out bullshit. And when I say bullshit, I mean bullshit. Bullshit like his super confusing 2018 single Lift Yourself, which on the first play sounds like it could be Ye's next major hit. But after a beautiful 2-minute soulful intro, Ye hops on the mic.
"I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
To lay his lyrical genius onto the world.
Boopity scoop. scoop dee dee whoop, whoop dee scoop dee poop, poop dee scoop dee, scoop dee whoop.
Why? And even if this was a gimmick, what definitely was not a joke was his recent 15-track album, Donda 2, which was met with horrid reviews from fans and critics. The common consensus is that this project was undercooked, unfinished, and extremely underwhelming, and overall, streams on the project reflect that well. After years of chaos, scandals, rants, politics, and declining music, Kanye's fanbase is just burnt out. No one knows what he'll say next, what he believes, or what version of Ye they're even supporting anymore. It just became way too exhausting.
My relationship with Ye is I love Ye. I'm just like everybody else. We all love Ye. Like
he's exhausting at times.
Yes, yes, yes.
Next on our list, we gotta talk about our boy Chance. Chancellor Jonathan Bennett, aka Chance the Rapper, was born on April 16th, 1993 in Chicago. He grew up on the south side of the city, which was known for gospel and soul, which ended up being major influences in his future music. When he was in high school, he got suspended for 10 days for having weed on him, and he used those 10 days to record his first mixtape, 10 Day. 10 Day dropping in 2012, followed up by Acid Rap the next year, skyrocketed Chance to the limelight. People loved his unorthodox style of rap mixed with his soulful, vibey production. It was no doubt a winning recipe. This was further cemented by his 2016 project Coloring Book, which propelled Chance further into the mainstream. It was really looking like Chance had the golden touch and could do no wrong on the mic. But then 2019 rolled around. On July 26th of 2019, Chance released his first official album, The Big Day. And it's safe to say that it was a big f***ing disaster. People hated this album with a passion. Passion. The entire record was 77 minutes and 10 seconds of horrible writing, cheesy production, and Chance shouting about how much he loves his wife, who, unironically, he would get divorced with just a few years down the road. And for context, an album about love and marriage is not a bad thing. The problem was, Chance built his fan base around creating real, raw, soulful records that people related to. That's what people wanted from him, not a monologue about how much his ex-wife means to him. There wasn't a fan or music critic on the planet who enjoyed this album. The most notorious shitting of this tape came from music reviewer Anthony Fantano, who usually rates projects from 0 to 10. And the rating for this record, you ask? That's right, a strong 0, which was backed up by a 12-minute painful dissection of the record.
Terrible singing, terrible bars, flat production.
Joe Budden also said on his podcast that the project sounded way too Disney and belongs on the Disney Plus app.
The songs, the style of song that he was going for, just the sound he was going for, it just sounds like this album will be on the...
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Disney Plus app.
You can go on YouTube and type in The Big Day Reaction and see no shortage of channels dog-shitting on the album. Some people were even saying his music was better when he was on tracks and he should start using again, which I'm gonna stay neutral on that take. You can make your own opinion on that. After the initial shock of how bad the album was wore off, the convo started shifting from wow, this is terrible to why is this so terrible? And when fans learned the truth, that made them even more irate. Chance completely bullshitted this project. And this was brought to light when his old manager, Pat Corcoran, dropped some harsh behind-the-scenes truths on the world. Corcoran alleged that Chance announced the album way too early, before many songs were even recorded. On top of that, Pat also said the studio sessions for the record were completely undisciplined and unfocused. When Pat tried to confront Chance about how things were going, Chance completely brushed him off. And this seemed to be a pattern with Chance because a lot of musicians who were around him during this time said that he was bad at taking criticism and surrounded himself with yes men. The project did so bad that when Chance announced his album tour, he failed to sell enough tickets to perform in any city in America. This led to Chance canceling his entire tour, which led him to blaming his manager, and his manager blaming him, which led to messy lawsuits on both sides. Chance half-assed the whole project, let all of his fans down, and then dug in his heels when people rightfully criticized him, making the whole situation worse. To wait for 3 years from the coloring book till the big day and to be met with whatever that was put a bitter taste in fans' mouths. And it's rough to judge someone so harshly based off one project, but this was just so bad that it was just unforgivable. Recently, Chance has released some pretty solid music and seems to be on an upward trajectory, but a lot of fans jumped ship to never be seen again after the flop of the big day. Now, this is just the beginning of artists whose fans revolted against them, but there's definitely a lot more, so we'll just rapid fire him off real fast. First honorable mention goes to Logic, who we did a full breakdown of in a recent video. He started strong in the early 2010s with several solid mixtapes, but his constant focus on being biracial, his forced positivity, and a series of cringy public moments pushed a lot of fans away. Next would be 6ix9ine, which you could argue never really had a fan base to begin with. People were mostly just there for the book. But regardless, due to his fixation on antics and stunts over artistry, mixed with his infamous snitching case, fans, along with the entire industry, turned their backs against him. And last but certainly not least is the recent case of Tyler the Creator. Tyler has had one of the most ride or die fan bases of any artist in hip hop. However, some of his old tweets resurfacing caused a rift between him and his supporters. Tweets like, quote, "I hate Black History Month. Why the f do you have to fucking separate niggas still? That." Another example being, "Ha ha ha, some black works here, affirmative." But to be fair, this is who.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Who Tyler was during his come up and low-key what made him stand out. He was always outspoken and reckless. The real issue is that his musical style changed over time, which attracted a new audience, and when this audience found out about the old Tyler, they lost their minds. If you ask me, this is the least strong case of fans revolting, and realistically, it'll blow over within a few weeks. Either way, it was a recent fan revolt, so it deserved to make the list. It's hard to be a rapper in this world, and if there's one big lesson learned from these artists, it's that as fast as you climb to the top, you can get kicked off of the throne. Nobody is safe, no matter how iconic you are. Thanks for watching. Let me know in the comments which artist fall off was the strongest, or let me know if I missed anyone that should be on the list. Stay tuned, more rap lore on the way.